ஜெகநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதநாதந ஹரயே நம சரஸ்வதி நமஸ்துப்யம் வரதே விஸ்வம் தர்பண த்ருஷ்யமான நகரீ அஸ்யநாத்மனி மாயயா பஹிர்விபூத் பூதம் யதா நித்ரயா யஸ்சாக்ஷாத் குருதே ப்ரபோத சமயே ஸ்வாத்மானமேவாத்வயம் தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரு மூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணா மூர்த்தயே. ஓம் சகனா பவது சகனௌ புனக்தோ சக வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி. சர்வத பாணி பாதம் தத சர்வதோக்ஷிசிரோமுகம் சர்வதஸ்ருதிமல்லோகே சர்வமாப்ருத்ய திஷ்டதி. We said it is not an existent nor it is non-existent, it is self-evident. Svatasiddhah svasamvetyah, self-existent, self-revealing is awareness. Now, there is ignorance about this self-revealing Atma. That ignorance also is evident to me. Aham ஆத்மானம் ந ஜானாமி. ஐ சிட் யுவர் பூர்ண யுவர் ஹோல். ஓ தட் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ. இவன் இக்னோரன்ஸ் அபவுட் மீ இஸ் ஆல்சோ எவிடென்ட் டு மீ. சோ ஹியர் சப்த பிரமாணம் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் கால் கீதா எக்ஸெட்ரா has to remove that ignorance using words. And those words are not from a person intellect. It is revealed knowledge. Therefore, if you want to get into this area, big area, we have got sutra literature called Brahma Sutra. In that very big discussion is there about Shastra Yo Nitvat. Shastrasya Yo Nitvat. Shastra Yoni Yasya Saha. Tat Brahma. In first sutra we said Brahma. ஜிக்யாஸ்ய பிரம்ம அதாத்தோ பிரம்ம ஜிக்யாச. வித் என்க்வாரி ஒன் நீட் டு நோ, ஒன்லி திங் டு பி நோ இஸ் பிரம்மன். தென் கிம் லக்ஷணம் பிரம்ம, தென் ஹி பிரிங்ஸ் அவுட் ஃப்ரம் ஹூம் த வேர்ல்ட் ஹேஸ் கம், பை ஹூம் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் சஸ்டெயின், and to whom the world resolved is Brahman Tatastha Laksharam is given. That is given afterward when more sutra goes, from whom that same Brahman, which is to be understood, from whom all the Vedas also have come. Tasya nisvasitam vedaha, asya purushasya nisvasitam vedaha, rig vedaha, yajur vedaha, sama vedaha, atharvana vedaha. Like your breathing is effortless. There was no intellection. All the Vedas, means of knowledge, all came from that Brahman only. This is to prove when so much knowledge came from that Brahman, the Brahman must be all knowledge, sarvagyatvam of the Brahman. So this knowledge is revealed and it is from Brahman only. Shastra yonitvad. When Shastra is come from that, and also second meaning it gives, even to know their Brahman you require Shastra. Shastrasya yoni, Shastram yoni yasya sabra. The Shastra came from Brahman, and the same Shastra helps you to know the Brahman also. Both the way, therefore two sutra has got two meaning. And Pujya Swami likes the another meaning better. To know the Brahman is Shastra. And here the meaning of the word Shastra is given, not as Shashana Shastram. For Purva Bhaga of the Veda, do this thing, don't do that. Vidhi Nisheda is there for the Shastra, is called Shashanat. Aharar Sandhyam Upasita. Day and day, do Sandhyavandanam. That Vidhi, Niyama, and Parisankhya, all the three given by the Veda. You should know very important this thing. Vidhi means one need to do Sandhyavandanam, morning, evening prayers. Second thing, niyama, day in, day out. Ahar, ahar, sandhyam upasita. Day in, day out do it. Not that one day you do it and finish it. It's not like a jata karma. Every day you have to do it. Parisankhya also. By doing every day sandhyavandanam, that time you don't do any other thing. You don't watch TV, you don't do other thing. Only sandhyavandanam. Parisankhya. It helps you to cut down other things also. That is called each mantra of the Veda is taken like that. That is called mantra bhaga of the Veda. But when it comes to Upanishad, the Shastra word means Shamsana Shastram. Shamsana, which helps you to understand something, to get rid of ignorance about something, that is called Shastra. Both are from the Brahman only. So here we introduce very beautifully that Gneyam Brahma, Param Brahma, is neither Sat, it is not Sat as existent, neither Asat, non-existent. In this only our mind works. Part is, today is not there. This person is present in the class, some people are absent in the class. So those who are present yesterday, they are absent today. Even in the same time, I see my hand, there is no pot in my hand. Tale gatam nasti. The absence also I know, but unless said, even to know the absence, you have to know the present first. What is not there, you have seen as there, and now it is not there. Do you hear this sound? Yes, I used to hear now, no more sound. Do you see this color? Now I don't see this color. Do you see the leakage in the water, in the pipe? No, I don't see that. Previously we were leaking now. But that's the whole day we were like that. Now is a green signal, previously what it was? Red. So asti nasti. Asti sat na sat asat. That way all our vyavara goes. Now certain thoughts are there, now those thoughts are absent. Certain memory was there, now it is gone also from my mind. I don't can't recollect those things. So whole life we have, with the help of mind and senses, I perceive this world as the object of sound, touch, smell, etc. Brahman is no shabda sparsha ruparasa gandha, ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, agandham, all negated. Not one of the object, neither absent of that object also, and not as a thought also. Therefore Upanishads say, yato vacho nivartante. My speech can go up to the jati, guna, kriya, sambandha, all my vani can say. That's why we have to always describe to thing. That is called job of this reporter, a freelancer. He sees an event, document the event from Egypt. He himself gets beaten up, the other reporter reports that also. He comes, all comes here. Nowadays, the very important thing is mobile phone. All this started with the mobile phone. The biggest thing, they record the video and just take the photograph, download, and all over is now there. That's called what? You see and you report. Are possible. Certain thing in my mind I know. You can talk about your mind. Previously, I had this type of thinking. Obsessive thinking I had. I was crazy for certain thing. Now no more, this is American crazy. We never use crazy in India, no? I was crazy. Now what? Now you are sane. Okay, that's all. I was crazy for that. Now I am no more crazy. This is presence, absence, object. And anything is there, is now existent, become in time what? Non-existent. Sanskrit you have got a beautiful name called fruit. Phalam palam. Fruit. Phalgutaya layam adarshanam gacchati. If you keep an apple for few days, what happened? Over. Therefore you start distributing. Koine padrave. Are you? Because it will spoil. And especially in tropical climate, we cannot keep anything. It gets spoiled. Everything is now one shape is good. Even your own body is also what? Oh, you had all all the black hair. Now what? Now what? Grey hair. Thank God the hair is there, correct? That's all, thank God. No hair also. No wrinkles were there, now wrinkles are there. Asti? Nasti. That's what? What is wrong in that? That's what we see. But Gneyam Brahma is neither asti, neither nasti. Na sat, na asad iti uchyate. Then how do we know that? By my feeling inside? Lot of things you don't see, you feel. Correct? You see a child, and the smile of the child, giggle of the child, the toothless mouth is so beautiful. Old people and child, I like both. No teeth inside. You can see heaven inside. So this is the laughter. I don't know what for their life. I give all those children, I don't know what for their life, there's no reason I see. Suddenly he laughs. I don't know why. They call Murkhananda. They call Murkhananda. There's nothing, the stupid laughs, just laughs like that. That time you're seeing child, I found one thing in the whole world. When you see a child, immediately a child comes in you. And you can't be adult and talking to a child. You have to be what? Child talking to his child. How are you? You look like that. You talk like that. You feel good like that. You have changed, whole thing changes. And that same tone, it will also answer. I feel groovy, you will say, okay. I feel happy, that's all nice. The children. That happiness inside you, looking at the child, is it seeing outside? Therefore, biggest problem of our life is when you tell somebody, I love you. Now the fellow doesn't accept. I don't think so. No, I really love you. I don't think so. Now what can you do? You are not Hanuman, you open your heart and see like that. Yeah. You can change your voice, become very emotional. Then also, now your love is what? Your love is what? Swasambhetya. It is abhas bhashya. You know it. How much I hate somebody also is known to whom? I know. Nobody else can understand. Therefore, we have got words also. Ghayal ki gata ghayal jane. Jauhar ki gata jauhar jane. That's all we have got. There is no way to express. Jauhar, you know, all of you? I'm not going to talk. I've got no time now. So, one who is under pain can understand what is the other person, what this pain means. A loss of a child, loss of a father, loss of a mother. One who lost the mother or father, he alone knows, probably. Therefore, emotions are known to me. A scientist has certain knowledge in certain area, he alone knows how much he knows. Unless he writes, he talks, we don't know how much he knows also. Therefore, all this is called Sakshi Bhasya. Inside me, outside this world. They are available for both of you. Flower, we both can see. Emotion, we both see ourselves. But Brahman, Gneyam Brahma, is neither a thought emotion, neither an object outside, cheese nahi hai koi. Therefore, Upanishad say, Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasah na tatra chakshur gacchati na vaag gacchati na mano gacchati na vidmah na vijanimah. That's all. Here people make mistake. Therefore, what? You have to experience Brahman, correct? Any experience keeps you dumb, correct? Because you know what is the experience. Same place you take, everybody come to this place for the first time. Everybody experiences what, same or different? Different. Therefore, your experience, my experience cannot be same. Therefore, how am I going to discuss about common experience? It's not there. Therefore, Brahman is not an object to be experienced. And therefore, we said, it is the very person who need not be proved. It is Satasiddha. Vedanta never tried to prove the presence and astitvam of the Brahman. Why? Because of its siddhi, it is there. I became the knower of my thoughts. I became the knower of the outside world. Both are what? Because of me, it doesn't require any proof. Second thing, in all your transaction, in all your knowledge, in and through this Gneyam Brahma is available, in and through it is there. So to prove that it is not an asat, na sat, it is neither sat, might be asat, it is not asat, non-existent, it is very much in and through. Here, in all your experience, everything you see is Brahman. That's what you want to say. How are you going to say? Very beautiful language is called, now you read the word, no? That Gneyam Brahma Sarvata Panipada. Did you read the verse now? Sarvata Panipadam. That Gneyam Brahma has hands and feet on all the sides. What? Sarvata Kshishiror Mukham has eyes and heads and mouths and faces on all the sides. sarvatah shrutimalloke, has ears on all the sides in the bodies of people. The important thing in there, tishtati sarvam avrutya, without motion, stha gati nivrutto. From that root the word comes tishtati. It never moves, always remains same, kutastaha, dhruva, same. And what? Pervades everything. Sarvam avrutya. Now, this is the way that Gneyam Brahma is unfolded. Now here Shankaracharya says, doubt is there that it is not non, it is non-existent. Like a pot is not an object. Brahman is not object, is non-existent. To remove that, sasabda pratyaya avishayatvat, not available as existent. Asatva akankshayam, then it may not be existing at all. One thing you understand. Pot is, I say, or pot is not. And I can describe the pot. Do I need to describe a thing which does not exist? Say, I can talk about this pot as this pot. It is broken, then I can talk what the pot was, correct? Asat also I can talk. Nasat, it is not available. Not is asat also. Sat is not. Asat is not. I can talk. It is not, now it is not available. But I can talk. It was there earlier. But can I talk about Nrishringa? Nrishringa is what? Human horn. Do you have horns? You can't say, I just now got, last week I got it cut. No, you can't say that. One person told me in India, I got removed my tail. I said, how? He said, by operation. How? He said, I had appendix. He said, cut it, antarpuch. That is possible. And I had doubt about him, antarpuch is there. So, this, but can you say, my horn is not there? Or can I give a description about my horn or your horn? 1 hour class today only about describing human horn, Rishringa. It is very, very soft. It is very shapely. It is a brown color. Like they keep on talking for 1 hour about what? That description also useless. Your Brahman is like that? Neither existent, neither non-existent. You keep talking about Aladi but par Brahma. No. It is very much you are that Brahman. Svatasiddha. Now he says, it is not non-existent, gneyasya sarva prani karana upadhitvarena. Our senses are called as karana. Karana is an instrument. Asadharana karanam karanam iti. That which is useful, doing some transaction. I have to lift something, I require hand. Walk, I require feet. Talk, I require speech. So all these are karana. To think, I require mind. So they are all instruments helping me to do a job. So he said, all the beings, all living beings, all the senses, organ of perception, organ of action, and mind and intellect. Here one thing, in the karana, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna has included all this also, mind and intellect also, karana. He says what? Sarva prani karana upadhi dvarena. And the tikakara says, chetana kshetragya rupataya tat astitvam. The chetana, the consciousness, who is nothing but kshetragyam kshetram janati, knower of the field of, knower of the field, knower here, Astitvam, it is there. I am there very much. Pratipadanaya, to prove that, to make you understand, and to remove this doubt that it is not existing, this verse is there, Sarvata Panipadam. Now I have to introduce one more word here. In Vedanta we have got tradition where we use certain word to help you understand. Here the word is Upadhi. Upadhi has got dha and upa. Prefix is upa. Upa means samipye, in proximity. Dha means what? Which puts, or dha means adhanam, which imposes something upon something. They call upadhi. Now, I got here, they call spatika. Now, if I put the spatika near this flower, where the flower went? Okay, this flower will be good. Called japa kusuma. I can bluff, how do you know it is not japa kusuma? Okay, this is japa kusuma. Now, if I keep this flower in proximity, the crystal will look red or not? Yeah, it looks okay. Have your glasses and look otherwise. Okay. You look red? If you don't, say yes. Okay. Now, this flower in proximity of this crystal look red. In India they do it, but we got spatikalinga here. If you put a lamp behind the spatikalinga with the flame just backside of the linga, the linga looks what? Jyotirlinga. Therefore, Swami Jahasen will do every day, Karpurarti behind they put to make you see Jyotirlinga. Jyotirlinga means what? Linga which has a jyoti, the flame. Now the linga, does the jyoti enter the linga? Yes or no? Then how can you see the jyoti then? It enter or yes or no? Come on. Half of you say yes, half of you say no. At least 50% right you will be, okay. Has it entered, the color entered out here or not?
No.
Then how can you see red? Come on. Yeah. It puts its color in the crystal. And the crystal is no more clear crystal. Now is what? Red crystal, correct? Is there any intrinsic change in the crystal? No. This change called red crystal is incidental or intrinsic? Agantuka va sarupata, svabhavikam. What? Agantuka. In the hall our presence is what? Agantuka. Agantuka means what? Incidental, correct? Except Bhagwan, we are all incidental here, okay? Yes, it is. Even Swami also incidental. So what? This is as though entered here, very close to what? Spatika. Swadharma, swaguna, it places in the crystal and crystal looks what? Red. Now we have to name this flower compared to this crystal. In my mind I have got one thing. Crystal is clear, correct? Are you clear? Crystal is no color. Color, okay? And the color belongs to what? Now you are great people. Even though it looks red, even the jyotir, the linga looks jyotir, till you know what? It is only crystal, it is not jyoti. Correct? Right? Now, this is what we experience. Now we name this thing. This is called upadhi. This is called upahita. Two words. For this crystal, this is called what? not got Gujarati Upadhi. Not that Upadhi. In India also we give title also Upadhi diya usko. Wo bhi hai. The Indians better remove all those meaning in from your mind. Bichara crystal mate Upadhi thai ki. Evu nathi. Poor crystal got one more Upadhi call what flower. Not that meaning. Or a special given Upadhi respect. No. Therefore we are using a word, technical word called Paribhashikam. Only meaning we give, we impose the meaning also in that, Upadhi. Now, without doing anything to the crystal, as though it looks red. But person who doesn't know what it's all about, will take crystal to be what? Red crystal. That is because of what? Ignorance plus error, correct? If I say, oh, it's a red crystal, that's called what? You can smile inside your mind, crystal is not red because of what? What name I given to create this flower now? Upadhi, Upadhi. In proximity, this looks red. Same thing Bhagavan takes it. Five organ of actions, five organ of perception, mind and intellect, and this body, all of them look conscious, correct? Any problem, anybody? You look conscious or not? Yes. I see, I hear, I'm very alert, all the things. This consciousness is there, mind can work. Mind is conscious. Conscious is there, eyes of perception, consciousness is there also. Now, we've got two names. Consciousness, because of this upadhi of what? Eyes, ear, nose, taste, tongue. We think consciousness and they become one and the consciousness become attribute of what? Eyes, correct? That is called erroneous knowledge. Another example I give you. We always say red, hot, iron ball. Have you seen that? All red it looks. Iron ball. Now tell me, this iron ball is red, correct? This iron ball is hot. Is it right? Or erroneous? What is hot? Fire is hot. And what is iron? Cold to touch. Correct? Every day it happens, this mistake every day it happens. This upahita dharma, that's called upadhi dharma, takes it to what? Upahita. This here, this flower dharma comes here as though, I think I am blind. Who is blind? Eyes are blind, I am not blind. Constantly this is happening. But the same place also understand, where the upadhi is, there only upahita is also there. Very interesting thing here. Now, I will introduce two more words. One is called mithya, other is called what? Satyam. Satyam is that which never changes. Yena yat nishchitam rupam tad rupam na vyabhicharati tas satyam. Anytime it remains same, does not undergo any change. Consciousness is satyam. Does not go undergo any change. Whether waking you are, dream you are, disrupt you are, consciousness is what? Chiti is what? Samvit eka. Doesn't undergo change whatever. That is called satyam. Now second word I am uttering, mithya. Mithya is that which depends on something else for its being. Very easy. That which is dependent is mithya. That which is independent is called satyam. Now if I take the pot and clay example,
Bah, so many spots I'm just gathered here. This spot. Now, in this, who is Mithya and who is Satya, we will decide. Clay is, pot is. Clay is, pot is. Clay is, pot is gone, clay is gone, correct? Now, clay depends on pot or pot depends on the clay? You are so bhai. All Kashi Pandita. So, you are a scholar and gentleman. Okay. The pot depends on the clay. Clay does not depend on the pot. Correct? Therefore, if I have to use the word mithya, is understanding. And one more thing I want to tell you. This is called Rishikesh Vedanta. Ye sab jagat to mithya hai. Sab jagat kya hai? Mithya hai. Roti satya hai. Okay. Sivananda Ashram, if sadhu asks for, when eating, for salt, you're not supposed to ask, whatever they eat. And Sivananda Maharaj will say, teen kal mein jagat nahi, aur dal mein namak nahi. I'm sorry to talk in Hindi also. So, satya and mithya. That depends. Now tell me, this clay is independent. Pot is what? Dependent. Without this clay, the clay pot cannot exist. Therefore, in my body politics also, awareness is. Mind is. Mind depends on what? Now, our mistake. If this sukshma sharira goes away, I am also what? I am gone or still there? Gone. Swami jaisi baat mat karo. Gaya. Aap muhe jag duba. Once I am knocked off this, I am not there, consciousness is also gone. That's what my understanding at this moment. So we take all the time, body is, consciousness is gone. Body is gone, what? Consciousness is gone. The fact is, body depends on consciousness or consciousness depends on the body. Abba. So easy. These people are really high class. Very easy to talk to. Mind is consciousness. Mind is dependent on what? Consciousness. Somebody said to me, Swami, I don't remember things. I don't remember any forms. Three things I forget, he said. One is forms. Other is all the names. And what is the third one? Okay. Somebody said, Swamiji, I don't remember anything. Hey, good thing you can learn Vedanta only. Why? Nothing to be remembered. Only thing is that you are Brahman, I need not, you need not, I am Brahman, need not remember. What you remember is Brahman only. Okay? Therefore, need not remember. This is only to understood. Very good. You are very, as you grow in age, Vedanta is good for you. Why? Only Panini Sutra you remember. And Panini Sutra is Adarshanam Lopaha, always. As you proceed further, backside will become what? So, every class you find your students are always fresh. They are always fresh. And number goes down. And teacher also study how much he teach to students also. He also doesn't go further. So, all stop. Now look at that. So now I got the word satyam mithya, upahitam and upadhi. Now you see, very beautiful. Now can I say one more word? Where mithya is, there satyam is. Sarvanumate tharav pasar karo. Can you all accept this sentence? Swami, I never understand sentence. How can I accept your sentence? Where mithya is, there only satya is. Yes or no? Yes. Where mithya is, there satya is, correct? Are you all waiting for lunch now? Or praying, let it over quickly. Which is first? Where mithya is, there satyam is. Where pot is, clay pot, what is there? Clay is there. Shall I go and tell? Suppose pot say, main to dhoond raha hoon. Kaha hai mitti, jara darshan de do, jara samane a jao. Aayega? Suppose, darshan do, singing also in raga. Darshan do, with a special darshan do. Kaun? Mitti ji darshan do. Dikhega kabhi? Can the pot see the clay? Yes or no? Why? He need not see. Why? Pot is clay. Wherever there is mithya, there only satyam. Okay? Don't go further. Wherever satyam is, finish sentence. 2 marks, come on. 2 marks. Wherever satyam is, mithya. As far in satyam, there is no mithya. This is understanding. People always want to go beyond the mind, beyond intellect. Any intellect, you don't go beyond. All is not there. So, unke beyond jana, atita, transcendent. Kya baat hai? Where suppose pot want to meditate upon the clay, what it should do? Whenever you want to meditate, you'll meditate on what? Something other than itself. Only, therefore, very nice Hindi saying is, lahar dunde lahar ko, kapda dunde sut, jeeva dunde brahma ko, tino utake utasiyavar ram, jai jai ram. So, they want to see the water. Where is water? He's asking, where is water? Who is asking? They. Suppose I ask, where is Brahman? Who is talking? Brahman is saying, and don't you understand this thing? Okay, consciousness is talking. Therefore, he is not aware where mithya is, upadhi is. There what is there? Satyam is. Here is shown beautifully. It is not non-existent. All that is here is what? Brahman. Therefore, sarvata panipadam. All hands and legs are Brahman's legs. The gneyam Brahman. All the faces in the mouth are Brahman only. And then he said, sarva prani karana upadhi brihi kshetragyam astitvam vibhavyate. Anywhere any organ of action is there, organ of perception is there. Anywhere eyes are there, pair of eyes are there, or one eye is also there. There what is there? Consciousness is there. Kshetragya astitvam vibhavyate. You see, very beautiful mantra from Rudram. All hands, all legs, therefore whole Purushottama is what? Sahastrasi. Shapurushah sahasrakshas sahasrapat sabhumim vishpato bhritva. This is all Brahman. Even the Rudram say, I am me hasto. What? I am me hasto. Repeat. I am me hasto Bhagavan. I am me Bhagavattarah. Especially doctors should chant this mantra every day before performing surgery also. This is nothing but the best gift from Lord. This is Lord only. I am me asto Bhagavan. And this is the best gift. Even Lord Four and Swamiji are all occupied. Shankachakar Gada Padme cannot do any job. We are better off, at least free hands. what his hands can do so much. I am a Bhagavatara, best manifestation of the Lord here. This is a beautiful mantra. So where hand is, what is there? Gnayam Brahma is there. All hands, all legs, all ears, all thoughts also. That's what is. Therefore I told you, where mithya is, there only satyam is. Okay. So this is called, by proving the upadhi, you are proving upahita. Correct? Yeah. Then he goes, kshetrajna chetana kshetra upadhita uchyate. With the upadhi of the body, senses, we are proving what? The presence of consciousness. It is not away, it is very much there. You are very much behind all the senses. And very senses proves that you are there, correct? Kshotrasya kshotram manaso manoyata. Then he goes up there. Chetram cha pani padadibhi anekadha bhinnam. Each organ is different from other. What ears can do, nose cannot do. What nose can do, the tongue cannot do. But behind them is what? Same consciousness. Consciousness does not divide. They are divided. They are different. Kshetragya kshetra upadhi vedakritam vishesha jatam mithya eva. All the differences are not real. All different type of parts are there. They are mithya, clay is what? Without any particular form. All the chain and my crown and my earring, everything can be different. But gold is what? Not without particular form. That is said, kshetropadikrita vedam visheshajata mithya eva kshetrajnyati tat apanayena gneyatta muktam. Now, continue. When you see the crystal red, you remove the redness, then you know what? Crystal is clear. Correct? Then you can say where the redness appears, that is crystal. And when redness is really not there, that is crystal. Where my senses are there, then only consciousness is there. Senses collapse also what? Consciousness is there. Where mithya is there, then only satyam is there. Therefore, Bhagavan, upadhikrutam mithya rupam api astitva adhigamaya kshetra dharmavat parikalpya uchyate sarvata panipadam. Even though all this upadhi dharma, eyes, ear, nose, taste, touch, all are not real, but they help you to understand the satyam. Simple, I give example. You talk so much about the ashramam and you go to the ashramam, it is in the Nilgiri hill, lot of snake, different type of snake, and you are afraid of the snake, you are coming from USA, and unfortunately you got late and you are coming out of your kutia and walking towards the temple, and there was not enough light, and then suddenly in the darkness you step down on something. And you understand what? It was what? Cobra snake. You are so stunned. One thing we are told in India, whenever anything cold, something touches your feet, you jump. The snake will not bite you. You know this is real? Snake always take the hood back and then try to strike you. And when he take hood back and before strike, if you jump, you are saved. That's the way they do it. So whenever anything cold comes, you do what? Jump. I did everything. Then I jumped and again same cold touch. So scared, frozen. Then there was a brahmachari behind me walking with the flashlight. And he flashed and showed me there was a toy snake, okay, there. Now tell me, the snake was on what? On that? The rope. There
was one rope here, no?
Here everything is there. Swamiji is amazing, he escaped everything. Like that this was there. Now tell me, rope and the snake, which is real in these two examples? Snake is real. When I jumped for rope or snake? Please answer me. Did I jump for this rope? Then there's a different type of games, I tell you. When I jumped for what?
Snake.
Very good. You are all smart. Therefore, there was a snake, correct? It was in your mind? Never mind. You have got snake every time in your mind? So you jump for snake. This was what? Mithya. Because now the rope is there. That time I see. Now you tell me that I can tell you now. Where you saw the snake, there is the rope. Correct? Right or not? Understand. Don't go further. Wherever there is a rope, there is snake. It's not like that. Then you can't tie your cloth anywhere afterward. Wherever there is a snake born of the rope, from your imagination, you are so great, you can create a live snake out of a dead, out of the rope. You are very imaginative, I tell you, very. You can give birth to snake here also. But tell me, I want to know, where is that rope? Then you would ask what? I'm a child crying, oh, I lost my toy snake. Where is my toy snake? Then I said, what? Where I mistaken a snake, there is really your toy, correct? Where mithya is, there only what? Satyam is. Therefore, whole world is mithya, their whole world is what? Satyam. Where should I search for it? It is there. But Swamiji, problem is, I see only mithya. Now one more question I want to ask you. Can you see mithya without satyam? If there was no snake, if there was no rope, can you see a snake there? No. Therefore, you can't say, sir, somebody came to, see in India, recently I got one boy from Agra again. He has never seen ocean in his life. He's already 18 years boy, and first thing in Chennai he came, and he said, I told host, take this boy, he has never seen ocean. They all took him. He was so happy to see ocean. So in Bombay, one guy came from UP, also not know ocean. His brother is a taxi driver. From BT, put him Chopati, go and watch the ocean. I'm pehli Bonny karke. Bonny, you know, this is Bombay people. Bonny the... I was not going to explain that. Bonny karke aayenge. I'll go and come back. After 1 hour, he came back. Bhaiya, haan. Did you see the ocean? Where is that? Where is the ocean? Darya nahi dekha? Kaha hai darya? This is water, he said. Where is darya? I see only water. Where is ocean? You want to see ocean? Who is right? Village man is right or Bombay wala is right? He said, this is ocean. Hey, I see this is pani. Ocean kaha hai? Who is right? Now, one more question I ask. Can you look at the ocean without looking at the water? Can I say, I saw the ocean, but I missed the water? Can it be possible? You must be a special case from Thana. Can you say? No. Therefore, now this is avyapti. Yatra mithya vartate. There only one? Satyam api. And when you see mithya, you see what? First mithya you see, or first satyam you see? First you see wave, then you see water, correct? What is problem with you guys? I don't know, simple question. First you see mala, chain, then you see gold, correct? Can you see a golden mala without seeing gold first? We think I saw chain, and then I understand mala. As a gold, no, without seeing the gold, you can't see this mala. Without knowing the satyam, you can't know the mithya. Without my being there, how can I see the world? Therefore, where the mithya is, there only satya is there. And without understanding satya, you can't see mithya. That is very much there. Therefore, he said, it is imminent. All the clearing is here is Parabrahma, Gneyam Brahma. Abba, Anyway, nothing can excite you. What can I do? Therefore, your special case is here. Upadhikrutam mithya rupam api astitva digamaya gneya dharmatva parikalpe uchyate. Now you said, Swamiji, why do you do... First thing, why don't you tell me satyam directly? We Americans know business. Okay, talk business. Notice, why do you bring mithya and necessary in between? Who asked you to bring mithya? Can't you talk satyam directly? Vendam. No. But called way of teaching is what? Adhyaropa apvadabhyam nishprapancham prapanchate. First we do superimposition, then we remove that and then help you to see. Otherwise we cannot show you directly. That we see you with the body, mind, senses, and then because of what they are sentient, that is Brahman. That is the only way to show you. Otherwise we cannot show you. Shakha Chandra Nyayan also. Sarvatra sarva deha avayatvena gamyamanaha. Now I don't want to go further, okay? Little is remaining. We'll finish next year. Very beautiful area. Because we have to make some announcement. It is without motion, nothing is away from it. Everything is in Brahman only. All activities are in Brahman only. And Brahman is without activity. All sight happened because of Brahman. Brahman is no sight. This is the way only we can explain. So, na sat, na asat. Neither I can say as an object is existent or as an object non-existent, because it is not an object, it is the drashta. Nahi, drashta you cannot see. Seer is there. The seer consciousness is Brahman that is revealed here. Thank you so much. And Gary G has come, he'll make some announcement. Alu Shanti Pata, Gary G's announcement. Then Aarti will be there. Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya. Sri Guru Pyo Namaha Harihi Om.